episode is brought to you through the support of Tony Miller and Ameris Bank Mortgage. Buying a home is one of the biggest purchases most of us make. House hunting can be exciting and disappointing at the same time. Some people find the perfect home in 3 days. For others, it can take months.
Tony has seen it all and understands how you feel. Once you finally find the perfect home, she wants to help you quickly find the perfect mortgage. As a native Alexandrian, Tony is your local lender providing first-class service to ensure your loan application process goes smoothly and you have the best loan option for your financing needs so you can start your life in the home you have always dreamed of.
Personable, professional, organized, and efficient, Tony is skilled at anticipating the needs of her clients before they know what they need and can help guide them through an often overwhelming process.
To find out more on how you can secure your dream home or refinance your existing home, contact Tony at tony.miller@amerisbank.com or look her up on Facebook at Tony S-L-Y-E Miller. Before we get to our interview for this week, we just want to take a minute to thank our sponsors. Lisa Seward is the team leader of Seward Group, a full-spectrum concierge real estate team with TTR Sotheby's International Realty.
A diamond-level, top-producing team for Northern Virginia, they know how to hustle as their business is 99% based on client referrals. No other team, agent, or brokerage will spend more money, resources, or intelligent strategy on marketing your home for the most amount of money the market will bear. You can find the Seward Group's listings locally, regionally, nationally, and globally, where you will be provided with listings containing architectural photography and video, 2D and 3D floor plans, as well as a unique URL.
The Seward Group treats clients like family, and every single team member loves their job. Lisa believes that the best part of her job is helping her clients with major life transitions as they move on to the next chapter in the story of their lives.
If you are looking to transition to your next chapter, please visit www.seward-group.com or contact Lisa Seward at 703-298-0562 or lseward@ttrsir.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Alexandria local Robin Arnold of McInerney Associates Realty. Honest, professional, warm, lighthearted. That's Robin. She's a longtime Alexandria resident and businesswoman, well known for getting the results her clients want.
In keeping with the tenets of LeaseStat, Robin is an active and contributing member and often leader of her community. As a steadfast supporter of local small businesses, a cheerleader for school programs that serve those most in need, and a relied upon sponsor for local causes and events that serve the greater good, Robin believes in the mission of collaboration and conversation to creatively build a community that helps each other.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Northern Virginia area, Robin can help you get what you need efficiently and effectively. To learn more about Robin and her work, contact her at robinarnoldsells@gmail.com or at 703-966-5457. We started this podcast because we want to have really honest, authentic, and even uncomfortable conversations about anything, but especially the things no one wants to talk about. And our hope is that these conversations can build a community of people who might feel less isolated and alone. So we are two Jesses, and this is We Should Talk About That. Hi, Jess. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Are you feeling festive, merry, and bright?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, to all of those things.
Awesome. Okay. So what do you do? Like, what are some of your holiday traditions? Like, your favorite holiday traditions?
Well, my favorite holiday tradition is we go away the day after Christmas because I have crushing seasonal affective disorder.
Oh my God. I'm going to need a minute to recover from that. I wasn't expecting that. Okay. All right.
I mean, ever since I was a child, I would
just get so sad the day after Christmas because I would spend the entire month looking forward, and it was like the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
Like I bought into the whole thing.
Yeah.
I didn't have the greatest childhood, and for whatever reason, come December, my dad would show up and show out. Like he loved it too, so it was always just really great, and I would then just feel really down after it was over, and that has tracked pretty much consistently through my life. So we came up with a tradition not to, I would say when the kids were really young, where we started going away the day after Christmas so that we still had something to look forward to.
Okay, so do you go like far away? Do you go somewhere sunny and warm? Like,
we've done lots of different things for several years in a row. We did go someplace sunny and warm. We went to a fantastic resort in the Dominican Republic. We haven't done that in a while.
That's amazing.
We've done New York City. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, we went to what I like to call the Dirty Dancing place. It was like planned events all the time. Really cute Pennsylvania, snowy resort. We've gone to Nemacolin.
I don't know what that is.
It's a place also in Pennsylvania. We usually try to decide, do we want to escape the weather or do we want to embrace the weather? And that's how we make our choice. Okay. This year we're going to Deep Creek, Maryland.
Okay, so isn't that a lake?
It's a lake, but it's also in the mountains because it's really close to Wisp Resort. So there will be snow activities should anyone want to participate in them.
Okay. Do you guys ski?
I don't. I après ski. What's that mean? Don't ski.
Après ski?
That's what you do after skiing. Uh-huh. Like if you're in the ski culture, after you come down the mountain when you're like all tired, you go into a little restaurant and you have a little happy hour and warm up and fuel up. I'm very good at that.
I'm just laughing because, you know, Eric hails from Sweden and skiing is very much a part of the culture. And so he's always like, after we ski, he's like, you know, why don't they have goulash? Like, we eat goulash in Sweden. And like, I'm like, no, we drink alcohol here. We don't eat goulash.
And probably chicken wings.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, so guess what I'm doing the day after Christmas?
What?
I'm having a colonoscopy.
Wow.
So
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
You get to go and après ski, and I get to
clean out
the pipes. It's the post-Christmas detox ultimate. I'm taking it very seriously this year.
Well, I love that you're taking care of your health. Mm-hmm. I love that you are doing needed maintenance on our over 40 bodies. I have had a colonoscopy, so if you need any tips, advice, or
yeah,
I'm here for you.
Yeah, so that is not what I asked for Christmas. That does not make me feel merry and bright, although I do think it'll make me feel like 10 pounds lighter. I mean, I'm hoping so anyway, but it's going to affect my Christmas food intake selection.
Oh, yeah. Because that go lightly stuff that you have to drink to clean it out is it's no joke.
Yeah. So everybody can just visualize Jess in the ski lodge and me
on the toilet.
On the toilet, yeah. Gross. Yeah. I know. Anyway, okay, so what are you asking for Christmas? What is Santa going to bring you for Christmas this year?
For the podcast?
I don't know. Just in general. Or yeah, for the podcast.
I have not made a Christmas list for my real life. So I am going to focus on the podcast.
Okay. Do you make a Christmas list?
Rob and I historically will pick two or three items very specifically, send it to each other, and we get it for each other so that there are no disappointments in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. You know, I like that jam, right?
Yeah. But we also don't want to go overboard, and we're like stressed enough trying to make sure that the kids are taken care of and the extended family's taken care of. I don't want it to be stressful. So, I mean, it's like two, maybe three items. Mm-hmm. And lots of times it will involve like a experience, like a dinner or something, as opposed to a thing.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
What about you? Do you guys exchange gifts?
No, we're terrible gift givers, both of us, like to each other. Like Eric will buy me like another Patagonia jacket. And I'm like, great, I have three of these. Thanks, though. I needed a new color this year. Like we're just not good gift givers with each other. So which is why I'm like, I'm just going to go out and buy my own thing. Or, you know, it's stressful just trying to take care of the kids and figure that whole thing out. This year, I feel like I'm a little ahead of the game in terms of just like mental bandwidth. I feel like, I don't know if it's because my kids are at the ages that they're at, but I feel like I have this mental space to think about stuff like that in a different way, instead of just being like, oh, fuck, I forgot, like freaking out, running through Walmart at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm, like, actually asking the kids what they want, like, you know, this weekend. And we're recording this at the beginning of December. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'll check in with you later on that. But in terms of what I want for Christmas, personally, I really want a set of pajamas and a nice bathrobe and nice slippers. And I said something to my best friend Amy about that yesterday. And she was like, oh, my God, that's old lady shit. She was like, I remember when my mom started doing that. And every year she always asks for new pajamas, a new robe and new slippers. And I'm like, it's because it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't have an actual pair of pajamas. Like, I don't sleep in pajamas. I sleep in like raggedy sweats. So this year I was like, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. I want like a nice pair of pajamas that are soft and cozy and a nice bathrobe instead of the Costco crap that I've been wearing. And that's what I want for Christmas. Call me old lady or not, but that's what I want. So I don't think that's too much to ask.
Of course, it's not too much to ask. It is old lady, but I embrace the old lady aspect of myself. It's interesting that you mentioned the conversation you had with Amy, because Caroline and I were discussing via text the other night. She needed to tell me a story that was going to be too long for text. So we were going to actually speak on the phone. And I said, okay, great. I'm making tea. I'll be ready to talk to you in a minute. And she responded, well, I have to take my Metamucil, so I'll call you after that. And I was
serious?
Like,
She was.
And I was like, wow, we have a problem. So you should, hopefully Amy will listen to this. Yes, just sounds like an old lady, but not nearly as old as Caroline and I. So
we're a few years behind you. Okay.
I always get PJs, by the way. I love PJs. I love loungewear. I love slippers. And I don't like cozy robes because they feel too bulky to me. But I have a great like jersey knit robe that I throw over everything. And I absolutely love it. Yeah. So I'm down.
I'm embracing it. So I'll let you know what I get. Okay. So in terms of what you are asking for Christmas for the podcast, you have any ideas?
Yes, I want reviews.
Okay. I know, right? Let's break this down for our listeners. Mm-hmm. What are reviews? A, why are they important? B, and what will they do for us?
So there are two reasons why I want them. I don't want to speak for you, but the number one reason I like reviews is because it helps me connect and realize that people are actually listening to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I am less worried about the amount of stars that review gets and much more interested in the feedback. Mm-hmm. So, like, when someone just hits stars but doesn't write anything, that one is not as satisfying to me personally. I actually would be fine with a 4-star review with text as opposed to a 5-star review with nothing.
Yeah.
So finding out what causes our listeners to take the 3 to 4 minutes it takes to do a review and engage with us is fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's the number one reason. The number two reason is that analytics. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that one of the things I've learned the most in the last almost two years of doing this is how much data drives reach mm-hmm. on these podcasts. There is, some people consider the market saturated, and as we spoke with a previous guest, saturated is maybe a negative word. There is something for everyone. Mm-hmm. The problem is being able to find what is out there mm-hmm. and what you may want. And so discoverability is a huge part of our daily life mm-hmm. of podcasting and the hustle and the just trying to get what we're doing out there. And the more reviews that you have on Apple Podcasts, which is currently the largest platform for listening to podcasts, although Spotify is making a real run for that, their review process plays a great deal in the analytics of how podcasts get shown and suggested on all of their different platforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you?
You know, I mean, reviews 100%, because I will say that, again, it sucks that you have to think about the numbers, but this is, you know, a part of what we do. It's a passion, but it's also work. And the greater the number of reviews, the more likelihood we have to secure interviews with the people that you, as our listeners, would find interesting to listen to. So if you want us to talk to somebody about a particular topic and you would find it helpful and or interesting for us to talk to a leading expert in that particular subject, genre, industry, reviews help us secure credibility. And then that in turn helps us secure interviews with industry experts. I think the other thing that I wish for is just to continue growing this community and more opportunities for connection and interaction. So whether that is online through Instagram at WeStatPod, or if it is even locally, like I think we have some live events on the docket, so I'm really hoping that the 3rd and 6th and 10th variant of COVID is not going to keep us from being able to do those things, because that is what, when I am in a community, a communal space with people, you know, building, making those connections, that's when I feel really like, I just feel really inspired, and then that propels me to keep moving forward and to keep working on this project that I love. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Is Santa going to be confused? I feel like Santa is going to be confused. It's too wordy.
Well, pajamas, robe, slippers, and reviews. I don't think it's too.
Yeah.
Oh, and live events.
Live events, yeah. Yeah. And just to grow our audience, right? Like, so if you love WeStat and you appreciate being able to sit down and drink your coffee with us, or you take us on a walk with your dog, like, tell people about it. And if you've learned something, let us know. Oftentimes, you know, it helps us, like Jess was saying, with that feedback. Like, we want to bring you a product that you enjoy and that you are educated and entertained and causes you to think, but we don't know what we don't know. So if you're not communicating with us, then we can't find the guests that will be most interesting to you as our audience, and we want to serve you.
Yeah, I feel like this plays into a recurring issue for you and I, and that is self-promotion. And I feel cringy and uncomfortable with having my Christmas list topped with, tell me what you think about me. Enough about me. Tell me what you think about me, which is one of my favorite lines from, I believe it's Beaches. So, but I guess we wanted to take the time to really explain what the importance is, why we're asking for that. It is not so that I can scroll through all of the comments and puff up my feathers or eat my feelings because people don't like me. It's because I...
Okay. Yeah, I'm working on that too.
It's because we want to get better, mm-hmm. and we want to learn and we want to grow. And much like annual reviews in businesses, you get feedback and sometimes it's positive, sometimes mm-hmm. it's negative. Like, it's kind of what we're asking for at the end of 2021. What's our annual review looking like for you, WeStack community? What do you want to see more of? What do you want to see less of?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're asking for, an annual review.
Yeah.
From you, our listeners. So here's your chance. And that's easy. Like, if you hate us, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts and it's anonymous. So we'll never know. We'll just talk about it on the show, but that's all.
We should talk about our negative reviews.
Yeah. Oh, that would make a great episode. And if we are supporting you in some way or serving you in some way, if we have, you know, been able to get you information that you needed or you didn't know you needed, or we've helped you stop and think and consider and reflect, whatever, like, please just communicate with us and let us know.
And we hope whatever you're doing for your holiday season makes you feel merry, festive, and bright.
We Should Talk About That is created and hosted by Jess Buchanan and Jessica Kidwell. Our production is done by Jarrett Nicolay at Mixtape Studios. The theme song, Be Where You Are, is courtesy of Astrovia.
To learn more about this or any of our episodes, visit our website at www.westatpod.com and follow us on our social media accounts. We are at WeStatPod on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. This community grows by spreading the word, so follow us and invite others to listen.
And if you like an episode, consider giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening. We are so glad you are here. Be away.